Welcome to a new exciting episode of Blood, Spit, or Semen. Okay, Regis.
Cup number one.
Is it blood, spit, or semen?
That's blood.
Oh, you are correct. Hey. Now, round two, bonus point. Find out which one is mine.
When we're in a room together already, it gets weird with
I faked the moon landing so you wouldn't get murdered.
That right there would be Illuminami.
Strange noises.
And that would be cocaine.
I could be an alien.
You ready, motherfuckers?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Scapegoats, guys. So, Regis, what do you think of the drink so far?
It's tasty.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Big thanks to Dallin and Wendy for their delicious contribution of jungle juice.
Thanks for the cause. Show.
And so we're trying that out. Woohoo! Halloween jungle juice. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous because it's a bit of a creeper, I think.
It just tastes like juice.
Like juice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Did you think I said juice? I said juice.
Right. Juice.
Juice.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. So I wanted to start tonight by talking a little bit about any funny stories that have happened to you lately this week.
I mean, there's been a few things that have happened. I feel bad if we're going to make fun of your butt. Cause
oh, okay. Well, I was going to talk about my story, too.
Okay.
So don't feel bad about bringing up my butt.
Okay. Thanks.
But yeah, for me.
Nothing specific for me.
Fun story on my end. I wasn't going to bring it up, but something happened that I feel like I had to. Because it was worth it now. I had to get surgery earlier this week. Wasn't serious. Yep. It's weird saying now that I've had surgery because it seems so minor. But I just had to have a hemorrhoid removed. Yeah. It's pretty... Yeah.
I feel for you.
Shit
man.
Happens.
I'm sorry.
No big deal. But I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm not weirded out.
I didn't mean to bring it up.
Well, no, at the same time, like, I get it. Because I'm not weirded out about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can talk about my butt, whatever.
Okay.
But when I was at the appointment, I happened to be wearing my scapegoat shirt that day. And so I was, like, laying down, and they were doing the whole thing, like, trying to get to know me.
Did you get, like, put under?
No. No. Okay. They just had to.
You were awake the whole time?
Yeah, to apply anesthesia to the or whatever. I don't know. But so the guy was checking my butt and leaning over, and he looked at my shirt, and he was like, is that you on your shirt? While he's checking.
Yes, it is.
While he's feeling this hemorrhoid on my butt. Okay. And I was like, this is a weird time to plug my podcast, but you should go check it out. I feel like I had to bring it up. He was looking at my face on my shirt.
That's awesome. That's a great way to plug that in real quick. Yeah.
So it was a funny marketing outreach I got to do this week.
Nice.
It's pretty funny. He's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, Doug.
I'll go check it out. What's it about? And then I told him what it was about, and he didn't seem interested. But
well,
it's okay.
That's still an awesome time to hurry in. The best time if you're going to talk to a doctor about anything.
Yeah.
At least do him while he's touching your butt.
Yeah.
Just worry when there's two hands on your shoulder.
Yeah,
that
like,
he's
wait.
Touching your butt.
Very concerned. A little concerned. Yeah, so that's just a fun little story.
That's awesome.
For me, yeah, good times.
Way but, to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
Hey. Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable sitting here, but we're gonna make it work.
You're a soldier.
Soldier. Yeah. So this week, we kind of messed up. For our Halloween episodes, we were thinking, oh, we're going to do four Halloween episodes for weekly episodes. And we fucked up and...
We jumped the gun.
We kind of released our first Halloween episode like the very last day of September. So, and then it dragged into October. So we actually had about five episodes we were supposed to do. So today's episode is supposed to be another Halloween episode. But I'm going to be honest, I'm over it. I want to get back to the roots. I want to get into something a little more real this time.
Okay.
But also, this is the story and theories that were brought up by our last episode's Goat of the Month, Jacob Clemens. This is the idea he suggested. So
cool.
We went with it.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah. What do you think about airports?
Well, I think they're a good source to go fly a plane.
Flying a plane.
Cool. And I think they have food.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they have food.
Very expensive.
And sometimes they're big, and sometimes they're small.
Sometimes they have Cinnabons. Sometimes they have TCBYUs or whatever it is.
So I think they have things. I think they're there.
Okay.
They happen.
I'm not asking you if airports are a conspiracy theory.
No, what do I think about them? Yeah. I think they're there.
Oh, okay. They're real.
Yep.
It's an airport.
That's like, what do you think about a red cup? Well, I guess that's more subjective on colors, though, if you like them or not. So is the question, if I like airports? Color.
I don't know. Episode, Regis. Jeez.
I don't mean to. It's just a topic to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Keep going.
Yes. Yes, airports.
Airports. The best. Forever. Yeah. Cool. Well, this episode isn't about planes specifically. There's a lot of conspiracy theories we can go into about planes, though.
Helicopters?
Well, not quite helicopters.
My son calls
either.
Them watertopters.
Watertopters.
That's adorable.
That's adorbs.
Yep.
Dude, so. I love how kids are like, say words that they think make sense.
Hmm?
And sometimes it makes more sense what they're actually called.
Watertopters?
What? Just like a whirly-doop.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, a helicopter doesn't.
Mm. No.
Kids explain things.
But you can't correct him, though.
It's too cute. Like, no, at a certain age, you correct him. But...
Well, but he won't let us.
Oh.
Oh, it's a helicopter. No, Dad, watertopter.
No. Yeah. Watertopter.
Right. Anyway, so it's about helicopters?
That's funny. No, you just started talking about helicopters. Oh. It's not about helicopters.
Oh.
And this is nice because most of our episodes of our have been the 30s to the 60s.
Yeah.
Except so this one is a little more.
The witches was a lot earlier. But...
Oh, yeah, that was...
But
yeah.
Mainly all the fucked up shit happened between the 60s to 70s.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. But this is a good one because this one started in 1995. Yeah. And continues today.
Oh my gosh. Many years ago.
Yeah, 23 years ago or so.
Okay.
But specifically on February 28th, 1995. That's when the Denver International Airport opened. I don't know if you know much about that.
No.
Have you heard stuff about the DIA or the DIA? I'm going to call it the DIA.
The DIA, okay.
DIA.
I just recently, though, I heard, read, saw, watched something saying that one of those things.
I absorbed information.
Information
one
came
of the
to
ways.
Me. Yes.
Recently.
About something about the... I dreamed it. No.
Okay, no.
I couldn't have done that.
I believe in you.
That there's some kind of conspiracy about the Denver airport, about the DIA, I don't know.
DIA.
I couldn't tell you anything on what that theory is, but I understand that that may be something that is questionable.
I get you.
Whether it exists? It's there, right?
It's definitely there.
And they like it?
Well, I mean, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Do they
as
like
far
airports?
As airports go, the DIA is both a really good, cool, nice, big airport, and it's also a little fucked up. Or maybe it isn't. Who knows?
In what ways?
Maybe we're just all fucked up.
That too, but...
You're like, most of us. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, most of us are fucked up.
For sure. But yeah, so this is when the Denver International Airport, like I said, I'm going to call it the DIA.
Mm-hmm.
Just get that out of the way. But the airport itself, it was being built, and in 1995, that was actually 16 months overdue. Like, they were behind schedule.
Okay.
They were supposed to open way earlier, and they also allegedly needed an additional $2 billion to complete the project as well.
So they're out of money.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely went over what they originally budgeted for. But yeah, so the DIA was constructed at about a cost of $4.8 billion. So
it's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially in the 90s. But Dia was also like just trying to be the biggest, newest, nicest airport at the time.
Like how Utah's doing that, or Salt Lake's right now.
Yeah, they're just trying to expand and have all these new additional features for the time. But so with this, it ended up having the tallest control tower in all of America. And that's about 327 feet tall.
The Space Needles of control towers.
Control towers, yeah.
They call it the Empire's control tower.
I like that. I don't think that's what they call it, but they should.
I would have.
Hear that, Denver?
It's not now, so they can change it.
I mean, maybe they can change it. I think they just call them control towers.
Okay.
But yeah. I like Emperor's.
Are they still the tallest?
Yeah, they still have the tallest tower.
Good for them.
Right? So what's up? And Dia also sees over 40 million passengers every year. And so that's listed as the sixth busiest airport in America.
So it's got to be big.
It's, yeah, and...
compared to LAX, how...
Oh, well, I think... So LAX is bigger and still busier, but this one has more amenities. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. But so the international airport itself, it didn't just take a lot of time and money to complete, but it also used a lot of space. Like I said, they were trying to be the next biggest thing. And so even now, it's been 20 years, you know, a little over 20 years later, and it's still the largest airport in the United States by area.
Okay.
So it's still withstanded for being one of the largest airports.
So...
Yeah. And so it's about 53 square miles big or long. And it also has the longest public use runway in the country, and that's about 16,000 feet. That's a lot. So that just kind of tells you, and that's almost approximately like 3 miles. So
3 miles?
That's a
big runway. Wait, how many feet did you say?
16,000.
Yeah, over... 3 freaking miles. 3.1 miles.
Yeah, something like that. So it's that just gives you an idea of how fucking huge this airport was, even for back in the 90s. You know what I mean? And so the Dia, when it was being built, it was replacing the Stapleton International Airport.
Okay.
And this airport was kind of known to have many issues. You know, they kind of go into some issues with the runways being too close together, or the lack of space because they couldn't keep expanding the size of the airport, so it was just outgrowing the demand. Or the demand was outgrowing the airport.
There, the city was getting fat.
Yeah. So Denver needed a better situation for to be able to get more airlines. And they're called the Mile High City. It's like they want to keep continuing to be that. They can't just stop because our airport's too small. And so they wanted to continue to make it a major location for operations. And so the city needed a new airport, and they had a plan for one. And so even though it took a lot more money and time than they originally planned, but we also have to remember this was a government project. I don't want to say that, you know, governments always do things really slow, but
they do things really slow.
You know, and they already had an airport. It's like, oh, we're good. We just unfortunately needed to use more money.
How odd.
Right? Good times. But good thing for the government, they at least still got it done good, apparently.
They still got it done
good. Still got it done good. And that which can happen with large-scale public works... Everywhere. Sometimes they take forever, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Like construction on roads.
But when you learn more about the airport itself, you kind of understand why it might have taken so long, and that it just being the biggest airport isn't why it might have cost so much.
A little extra something?
Well, let's see. So the airport has a vast tunnel system. It's all underneath it, and that includes a tram that goes between... the concourses and automated baggage systems. But this baggage system,
for how big those things are, you got to move all that pretty quick.
Well, and what's funny too is a lot of airports have some pretty intricate bagging systems. That's like, some of it can be fucking nuts. But as you know, a lot of people lose baggage all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that baggage systems were a lot like Toy Story 2. Did you ever watch Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
And they're fighting in the suitcases near the end and trying to get out of the suitcases and save everybody. And it's like a goddamn roller coaster in there. And there's like just thousands of rows of suitcases.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I was like, holy shit, that's okay then. All right, this is intense.
This but is magic how it gets to me.
Really not that crazy. Some of them are intense, but that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
But more a lot organized. Of jokes in movies like that are based off of the bagging system that was set up at the DIA.
Really? So it's a clusterfuck.
And well, and so it was just supposed to be this high-tech, new-age bagging system with multi-lanes that would travel from concourse to like concourse.
Like pinball thingies?
Yeah.
Ding, bing.
Exactly.
Pushing, swatting the suitcases?
Yeah, and so the baggage system itself cost a lot of money, and then they never even really got it to work. Yeah, the system itself failed when it was first tested, and one of the reasons for the DIA taking so long to actually be opened was because this project was taking so long for this baggage system that wasn't working. But that they claimed was this amazing baggage system that's going to be the future.
Huh. We promise it'll be cool when we get to it.
Just give us extra time.
One day.
Eventually.
So then still not working.
It's going to be like space. It's going to be amazing.
Empty promises.
But so they had so much maintenance going on, and they still could just never get it to work. And it was costing them like over $1 million a year to just do maintenance on this to try and make it work actively.
Yikes.
So in 2005, pretty much most of the airport's concourses itself had stopped using it and just abandoned it completely.
Because they'd always shut down and people's shit would get lost.
Yeah, or it just wouldn't even start working and they'd load everything up and it just wouldn't work. Or shit would just stop midway. It just wasn't working. So they just eventually gave up.
And enough people complained. So they had like, well, we got to figure another plan out.
Mm-hmm.
If they would just say, hold up, maybe we can get this thing to work.
Yeah. and they had this big technology underneath this giant airport actually didn't work. And so when the DIA, but when the DIA first opened, it kind of felt a little underwhelming because it just wasn't the original expectations, even though it still was a big amazing new thing, and you know, as it shows, still is one of the biggest airports.
Okay,
so a little more stuff about the DIA itself. They have a giant, large, huge, humongous, oversized, giant of a fiberglass horse statue.
Okay.
Just kidding. It's just a big horse statue. It's not. I just wanted to keep going.
Is it fiberglass?
Yeah, it's made of fiberglass.
Okay.
It's called the Blue Mustang. But it's been kind of nicknamed by some of the locals as Blucifer.
Blucifer.
Blucifer. Yeah.
Does it look devil looking?
I'll have to show you the picture. It's not devil looking, but it definitely isn't like a happy-go-lucky horse.
It's like a mean.
It's like its eyes are red.
Okay.
And they kind of like, I don't think they shine, but they always like have it look like it's,
they're luminescent?
Shooting lasers and shit like that. But wait, it doesn't.
But they make it look like it's going to shoot lasers?
It's just, that's what it looks like when the lights will go through it sometimes, because it's got big red shiny eyes. I'll have to show you a picture.
Okay.
But yeah, so they call it Blucifer, and it's kind of the mascot for the airport.
That's awesome.
It's 32 feet tall and weighs roughly about 9,000 pounds.
Holy smokes.
So, like I said,
that's huge. Is it like right at the entrance of the whole?
No, it's along the, like out more in the field where the landing strips are.
No way. This is like the first thing you see when you pull into Denver. I've never flown to Denver.
Yeah, me neither.
So, this is like right when you get...
Just boom.
Land. Right, yeah. Fucking horse.
So some people think it's really beautiful. Some others say it's a little creepy. But sometimes if you get close enough, they said that when you look at the eye, look into the eyes, they start to glow red, and you can start to hear voices. But you know, I mean, that's maybe just a ghost tale, a legend or whatever. But one of the stories that actually happened that makes them think it's this haunted beast, it's actually killed somebody.
The horse?
Yeah, the horse killed the man who made it.
Wait a minute.
So artist Luis Jimenez, he died in 2006 while attempting to make some repairs, and then a piece of the sculpture itself on the head broke off.
Whoa.
And it severed an artery in his leg.
I just imagine that at first when you said that it killed the person who made it, like...
Yeah.
It, so yeah. Like stomped on it.
No, it's still not alive, but...
But it icicled its, his
brains out. The guy who made it died making it. Yeah, and he... that
ain't that, that some
cause
shit.
In the artery, it made him bleed out within minutes, so... It's unfortunate for him.
You spend all day on an art project. Damn. That really sucks.
Yeah, good times, right? One of the theories that started to make the public question the project itself, and they started making more speculations about what the Dia was stating.
Like why there was a giant fucking horse in the middle of the runway?
Well, and like, even it's when it was starting, you know, allegedly an employee at the Stapleton Airport said that the airport itself was actually just fine. It didn't need additional repairs, or it doesn't need to be replaced. It's a functioning airport.
This is a brown noser trying to get a promotion. No, I think everything's great. Everything's
maybe
fine.
Maybe he didn't want to lose his job.
Yeah, there's no problems. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But they were saying that that was a conspiracy that started when it was very young of being built. Oh, they don't need to build this airport. This airport's actually just fine. They're just trying to put Stapleton out of business.
Or a guy was going to lose a job.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't want to point fingers.
Yeah.
But a lot of people felt that was true. But except for kind of one of the big factors about the problems with the Stapleton Airport was that, like I said earlier, the runways at Stapleton were just poorly constructed. Mm. And it had a terrible layout. And so there was a lot of problems caused by that. It wasn't just the fact that it was a smaller airport. It was just... It was functioning, but there was a lot of things that were just needed to be replaced.
So you'd hear more of that from, like, I would guess, like, captains and stuff. Like, the people actually flying the planes. Maybe yeah. Saying something about it.
So that was one of the main issues with Stapleton Airport. So it does make sense that they would need to make a new airport.
Okay.
But that was one that was started when it was just first being built. And, you know, kind of just shows you that this thing has been involved in conspiracies ever since it was constructed.
So this was born at birth.
Yeah.
That the birth of all of it all.
Yeah.
All right. The speculating began.
Yeah. Well, and so, yeah, the Stapleton had parallel runways, and they were too close, and it made it difficult for the safe landings. It's like we talked about. Mm-hmm. It's like the captains and stuff and actual employees thinking this isn't a good airport anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was bad weather, it made it almost impossible. And bad weather days where it made the lanes more covered in snow or ice.
Mm-hmm.
And that ended up happening about 150 days of the year. And so that lowered the number of arrivals within 1 hour from 80, which is average, to 36. So bad weather slows down everything, but that's drastic.
And I would believe in doing that affected everything else going on. Everything in and out of Denver.
Yeah.
Like, flights all over the world.
It's international. Well, yeah, it's just, they can't have shitty stuff. Well, international airports can still be shitty, but they're trying to be better than everything else.
Makes sense.
But, so even to this day, they're still bigger and better in a lot of ways than other airports that have been built or remodeled. But even to this day, for over 20 years now, people have still wondered if Dia, the nation's biggest airport, is part of something even bigger. .. What do you think? That's the episode.
What do you mean?
That's all I've got. What do you think?
At the end. Okay. I like the part.
You like the part where I told the story.
Where Dia comes from.
Yes, Dia.
What? I don't. Airports, if they're. Okay, we're going to learn a lot, but if airports are funded by governments.
Mm-hmm.
There's all the theories that go from there.
There's a lot. But I think when I first started learning about conspiracies and heard there was theories about Dia, I thought they were more about governments. And some of them are. But when you really like look into it, and I want to go there just so I can see the stuff firsthand, but it definitely doesn't seem like a government airport. To where you'd think, oh, there's more government issues. No. There's more like maybe theory number one, Nazi issues.
Whoa.
Nazis.
Tell more.
But so, Dia, like we were saying, great airport. And it doesn't have a lot of the same problems as the Stapleton Airport did.
Okay.
Its runways are much better, but it does have something far more sinister about it. And maybe it's just a really good layout. I don't know. But the theory goes that the shape, many people have noticed, it looks more like a swastika.
Really?
Yeah. So at least from like an aerial view, if you're looking down, the shape is very similar to a swastika.
Do you have a picture of it?
I can show you a picture.
Okay.
I don't have one right here right now, but I can show you.
I'll pretend that I saw a picture of it.
Yeah. And well, you're like, I'll pretend that I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Here, people listening at home or in your car or in your bed.
We've given you plenty of time to Google what...
That's what it looks like. There you go.
Oh.
So okay. I thought it doesn't... I can see what they're going for, but there are some disconnects to where maybe it's not a full swastika, but... swastika?
It's like
swastika?
It hints at it.
Yeah.
Hinting.
Definitely looks... I'll have to show you.
Okay. So anything hinting at anything anywhere means it's a Nazi.
Nazis.
Pretty sure this is shaped like a circle, like the Japanese flag.
Yeah, maybe.
Japanese were involved in the making of this.
No Japanese were harmed in the making of this airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So... And so taken on its own, it could just look like, you know, someone might have brushed it off as it just being a poor layout planning, but it still was functional.
Sure.
But combined with everything else, it doesn't seem like a coincidence as much.
Like what?
So there's other strange markings on the floor that a lot of people think look like swastikas, like in a design pattern, but they're claimed to be rosaries in like the tile.
Oh, but swastikas take another cut, and a rosary is just.
Like... So I saw them, and they almost looked more like a swirl, but it was swirl, but in like cornered, like quick corners. That it was almost just one big square that made the shape. I don't know. It's somebody stretching, I think.
Okay.
There's also other strange markings on the floor that a lot of people think look more like it's. Phrases that are engraved on the floors. And it looks... Some people think it looks like German words. I mean, because maybe people are just worried about Germans. I don't know.
Huh. The tiles look like German words.
Yeah.
And they look like swastikas.
Yeah, so they're saying that the theory goes, at least, that the markings on its floors symbolize a strain of hepatitis that could use that could be used in biological warfare.
The tiles do.
Yeah, like the phrases and words.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like they're it's in the tile.
Yeah, no, like it was engraved. Like there's these markings.
No,
the hepatitis is in the tile.
Yeah.
If you ever break this tile,
we can cause
release hepatitis.
That's what I thought. That's what the phrases say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you put the phrases together, it gives you the strain of hepatitis. So you could create that. Which was allegedly something that the Nazis were working on at that time near the end of World War II.
Hmm.
But okay. In reality, Most of the symbols that are shown are actually taken from Navajo language.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Or there are some things that are pulled from the periodic table of elements that are displayed. That's so it random. Is weird, but that was like just an artist's choice. But
So you've got a giant devil horse, the front of your entrance of greeting people and from all over.
Yep, sure.
And then you've got the periodic table.
Uh-huh.
Swastikas.
Yeah.
A weird fucking...
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that. But, I mean, it's just... I think it's... Me personally going into this already, I'm going to tell you now. I think it's just a lot of poor planning. Each business or airport or government building is going to have it. But this just was unfortunate enough that it was... Poor planning after poor planning after poor planning, but it's still a great airport.
Well, they spent so much time working on the tunnel system and the baggage, the Jetsons, that when it came to deadline and they ran out of money, they went to like thrift shops of carpets and shit. Like the discount stores?
Yeah.
What do you have left? I have swastikas, and I've got German phrases. Shit. Okay.
Let's just spread it. It's a I bit need of a everything. Hodgepodge, guys. Well, let's go.
We need all of it.
Do you think this periodic table thing works here? Should we put this in the employee, like the break room? Ah, fuck it.
People throw it out of there.
I don't know what it means.
I'm understanding now.
Yeah, there you go. You gave it.
They ran out of money.
So that kind of links, you know, some people believe possible Nazis. But there's even more theories that go into it actually being built for the New World Order. So theory number three, New World Order.
Being built for
the New World Order, or maybe by the New World Order.
For them to fly places?
Well, there's a lot of different branches of this one. But it all kind of starts because there is this big marker that's dedicated.
Like a Sharpie?
Well, no, it's like a capstone, like a time capsule capstone,
like a landmark.
And it has a marker, like a silver plaque marker. I got you.
Yep.
You were telling a joke and I didn't get the joke, and then I started explaining a joke and you sneaky devil. Yeah, so it was placed over a time capsule.
You can write on anything. A car, a house, there's a giant marker.
Motherfucking marker. Yeah, so this would allegedly... It held a credit card, a Colorado flag, newspapers from the day that the DIA was opened, many other miscellaneous things from that time frame. And that's scheduled to be opened in 2094. So, you know, it's kind of cool, right? Just a little time capsule.
Well, tribute.
Yeah, but there's symbols on that marker, on the Sharpie.
Nice picture of Sharpie. Each time. We can't go back to a marker.
But the symbols are associated to the Freemasons, which we talked about a little bit.
The little
things.
That
are connecting to... Yeah. Yeah, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's known to be a charitable organization.
But, yeah, I was going
to... That was also believed to help pay for a lot of the airport itself.
You see that lots of places, though.
Yeah.
They're involved in a plentiful amount of things.
Which the Freemasons, and, you know, that's... It's not like a huge cult. We're definitely going to go into a full episode, but realistically, it's just like a public organization that tries to use money for things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
At least you can assume that here. And so this capstone had that symbolized on it. But the thing that made it more interesting, it wasn't just the symbols itself. Because, you know, sure, Freemasons, there's theories about it being linked to Illuminati and a whole bunch of other shit like that. But the marker itself even stated that it was built by the New World Airport Commission. Which doesn't exist.
Oh, okay. Oh, was it? They were saying how new it was.
Yeah.
Like when your buddies say, well, we're gonna come out with, I don't fucking know. That was a horrible time to try to think of a metaphor.
A metaphor. Oh, my ass.
I'm sorry, man.
It's cool, bro. Keep going.
So when, like, you have this idea, like, or before you start going, before you start changing, like, health choices, like, oh, I'm going to start eating more broccoli. It's going to be the new thing. I'm going to be a new me. This is the same thing. This is going to be the new airport commission. This is the new world. This is a new department that we have created.
You said new too many times.
Lots of times. Before I could actually spit it out. But it was like they were going to form a club, but it didn't fall through all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe it was going to be a thing. It just didn't work.
It just didn't work out.
Steve slept with Greg's wife.
And fuck, like, you. New World Airport New Commission World Airport. Is over.
Right.
We were going to be brothers.
That's what happened.
Rule the airport game. Yeah, maybe. Levi, stop. Sorry, Levi, co-host, coming in today. Getting a little rowdy.
He was, last time he made a visit was episode 1.
Episode number 1, yeah. We forgot to announce you, sorry bud, but you're being a douche. I love you, you're sweet. Go sleep. but yeah, so New World Order Airport Commission doesn't actually exist, but they were taking credit for building the airport itself. But the thing is that the people listed as contributors do exist.
Yeah.
Even though the company doesn't.
Because they were going to start it.
Right, there you go, so maybe. But they're also, yeah, and those other people are connected to other metal working and construction companies. So, maybe. But could have also been a typo, I don't know. There's other associations that are close to being the NWAC, I don't know. But maybe somebody, like you were saying, they just decided to change their mind. Or maybe I like to imagine another way is that it was like you said, a couple buddies starting a business, but they were fighting over the name itself instead. It wasn't that they went out of business, but it's like maybe it was like Delta Airports. Hey, so yeah. we're still going with the name Delta, right? I don't know. I was really feeling. Remember how we were talking about the New World Airport Commission? What do you think about that? And you know the NWAC. Yeah. That sounds badass. New World. I really think we should just go with Delta. It's very just straightforward, strong. All right, fine. I'll go to the time capsule signing and put down Delta. Ping, ding, ding, ding. Oh, look. Oops.
With the marker.
Now we have to go with that name. And then Delta happened.
Delta. Wait, is that really what happened?
No, I just feel
that's how it should have been.
That makes more sense.
That adds all of it up.
Yep, there you go. But so, the tunnel system itself underneath as well also goes into the theory about the New World Order.
Ooh.
Because a lot of people believe that underneath the airport it leads to hidden bunkers and buildings.
Yeah.
That will be used as hiding places for the members of the New World Order. And they can stay there to wait out the mass genocide that allegedly would happen. And so that's why allegedly Dia was first being built that way. But because allegedly the airport was being built, they first built 5 massive buildings that were built first, but they didn't work out, and so they buried the buildings.
Oh.
Underneath, just to be a part of the foundation.
Yeah.
But so now a lot of people believe that the tunnel systems go through to these buildings.
Buildings exist underground.
Maybe, yeah.
How big were these buildings?
I don't know. When I was looking up, they were massive. So I'd assume almost just the buildings of a normal airport.
That's smaller. Like picturing a warehouse.
Yeah.
Warehouse size.
Several of them. 5 of them. Yeah. And so a lot of people think that goes towards the New World Order, too.
Well... That's a stretch.
That's why I want to go there. I want to experience it and be like, okay, I see what's happening here.
What signs are they that exists now? Is it like that's the only evidence? Was that?
Yeah,
they buried some concrete underground, so there must be tunnels that go to these concrete jungles.
Exactly. Well, I think that's what's hard about this is I'm separating each theory, but. each theory itself, when you know all of them and squeeze them all together, make them all more ominous and makes you think of the theories more. Of like, oh, well, it's this, but, oh, well, all these other little weird things could also be for this one. And so all the theories kind of share the same things. And so when you look at them all together, you're like, oh, shit. I mean, I get it.
So that alone doesn't stand for itself. Yeah. But you're saying there's something that ties in that...
just makes everything seem extra weird.
Okay.
And for me, that kind of comes in once you, like I said, know all of them. And that brings us to theory number 3, the apocalyptic murals.
Time out. So, like, zombie stuff?
Well, no, like, more like the bringing of an apocalypse.
Like nukes and shit? There's pictures of bombs?
Well, so, the murals were done by Leo Tanguma.
My favorite muralist.
Mural artist, for sure. He's one of the greats. But so... These paintings, they take up this wide section of wall space in Dia's baggage claim area. And so they're believed to show depictions of the inevitable apocalypse, or gives clues to the gates of hell being underneath the airport.
Who the fuck approved all of this? Who signed off on the whole thing? I want to meet
this guy. They're beautiful paintings. Because
I just picture this was the mayor of Portland came in. He's like, hey guys, do you need help with
your airport? Let's just weirdify up this airport real quick for you guys. Let's keep it weird. All right.
What? So as you land, you walk in and wait for your bag. You go, hey guys, don't forget, this shit could all end.
Exactly.
It gives you optimism on your trip if you're staying there. Like, well, I guess I better enjoy this while I'm here.
I think that's a good way to think of it.
What the fuck?
Come on, airports are great.
What the hell? How many murals do
you do? So I think it's 2 full murals. But if you go to look them up online, they're so big, you need to look them in 4 different pictures.
Okay.
But so one's called...
We just got to go there. Trip.
Well, like, so bringing up real quick about, like, supporting the podcast, I want to be able to go to Denver and do a show there.
If we can.
And it'd be cool to somehow fly into the airport just... Yep. Even though it's a 5-hour drive.
One-way tickets are fine.
Yeah, just to experience the airport. So support us so we can fly into your city.
Yeah, I need to see all this crazy shit.
So one of the paintings itself is called Children of the World, Dream of Peace.
Okay.
And the other is In Peace and Harmony with Nature.
Yeah. What, nature? Nature's in peace and harmony with nature?
Right. So it sounds really nice, right? Like
they sound
nice,
beautiful. Cute.
Yeah, beautiful, fluffy.
They're named this, another fucking scam. Misdirection.
Misdirection. They're, so they're full of death-masked soldiers that are forcing children to march. They're threatening them with guns. There's a whole bunch of animals, children's, and even Native Americans that appear to be dead, and they're like keeping them in glass.
This is the mural?
Yes. They're like storing them in glass, almost like Sleeping Beauty style.
What?
You know, or not Sleeping Beauty, Snow White. You know Snow White, how they like this gold little glass case.
Most people just do like murals of their state.
Right? Just beautiful
like,
stuff.
Hey, we've got red rocks and we've got rivers. We have lakes.
We've got death mass soldiers that force children to march and encase our dead in glass cases and burn down forests.
But Denver's great.
Yeah, and then in another one, the world appears to have just been destroyed by a war and fires, and some people assume demons. And like we were saying, the airport isn't always the greatest place. And if you're coming internationally somewhere, and you're already in a shitty mood, and then you end up thinking about, like, child genocide?
What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Airports are rough. Cool. Hopefully there's a Cinnabon here. But
I wonder how many people really stop and look at it, though.
Right? Like, if they just... It just looks like another piece of art. But, dude, it's huge. And, honestly, if you were walking by it, I feel like we would just stop and look at the paintings. They're just... They're nuts. They are cool, though. They're cool, but nuts.
Jonah Hill said this. I heard this recently. Artists aren't the moral police.
Yeah.
And that's what... What I think of, like, this person who did this mural, he was putting a mirror up to whatever that image he thought there was.
Yeah.
And that's what he put there. He wasn't saying that that's okay, but he just portrayed a vision.
Yeah. Well, and it's pretty cool. Like, you can see that's fucked up, though.
Like,
yeah, it's very symbolic, too, but also straightforward, I guess. Tanguma does a narrative of his murals, and that kind of sounds like it at least has a happier ending. And even at the very end of this mural itself, it does get a little more happy, rosy, people holding signs and celebrating. But that allegedly, many theorists even believe that even the happy ending to this all is about embracing the end, and that the children fighting back using the power of Satan. They won using the power of Satan.
Okay. What if...
But it's about peace.
As you're walking through the mural, you have to envision as if you're in that. And at the end of the journey, there are people there to cheer you on. You made it.
You did it.
You did it, and you're here.
Do, 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 do. One of the kids in the mural is Dora, the explorer.
Right.
Yes.
She's in...
No boots, though. No boots.
He swiped.
Swiper, no swiping.
This is good. We're doing good.
But so, when these theories kind of started spreading and people were kind of asking a lot of questions about the mural's meanings, Tanguma, the artist, like I said, he did an interview where he stated, "I have children sleeping amid the debris of war, and this warmonger is killing the dove of peace. But the kids are dreaming of something better in the future, and their little dream goes behind the general and continues behind this group of people. And the kids are dreaming that peace will happen someday. So how the little dream becomes something really beautiful, and then you see that someday the nations of the world will abandon war and come together."
Yeah.
That's what he imagined while painting these paintings. And that's how he describes them.
That's how he felt when he was painting it.
That's what he... There's a little bit of symbolism in it. There's a lot of... Some just literal, straightforward things. And also just wraps together this. But when you're looking not outside of the box, just inside the box, it just looks like warmongers.
It looks horrible.
Destroying people, killing children, sealing up dead people, burning down forests, killing doves, making kids march with guns.
Nice symbolism.
Yeah. But...
Oh, wow.
If you're thinking outside the box, I get it. I can see that. Cool. You'll have to look at the pictures, though. They're pretty crazy. They're crazy, but they're cool. Yeah.
God damn.
But I think the one, per the huge, which is the most credible of all the theories, is always theory number 4.
I tend to agree with more number 4s than any other ones.
Number 4 always has it going on. Some real smart people are always thinking about number 4. Mm-hmm. So, lizard people.
Oh, man. Yes. Lizard people are involved in this one.
All right. Lizard people live under the airport. in the underground tunnel system and the hidden buildings.
That's their home base.
Pachow, home base. Yeah. Whether they built the airport for themselves and they're the New World Order, which lizard people are sometimes believed to be.
Yes.
Or maybe they just lived underground and found this tunnel system that was abandoned and now use that to live there and breed there. But if you think about it, it's perfect because it's an underground tunnel system that's abandoned, has homes, has electricity, but there they can easily kidnap people, take over their human forms, and then travel to anywhere internationally and start spreading the lizard genes forever, everywhere.
So we don't want to go to Denver.
Whoa, I'm not saying that. Denver's amazing. I'm just saying, be careful. You might get snatched up by lizard people that are trying to slowly conquer Earth, you know, and achieve world domination.
Lizard people, first of all, it is an honor to be a part of the club. Okay? Because once you're in
for life.
You're in, yeah.
Blood in, blood out.
And you've got help. The most dominant... dominant species on this planet.
Humans or lizards?
No, lizard people.
Oh, lizards, for sure. Right. Most dominant, for sure.
So if you can get in...
Unless there was lion people. I feel like lion people would be the most dominant. But, I'll go with lizard people for now.
Like those who don't tell the truth all the time? Is that what you mean?
Those lion people? You don't need to trust them, people. They lions. They lion people.
Right.
No.
That's what...
I mean, like a were-lion, like a werewolf, like a were-lion. Man.
I wish that were the thing. Why did they do wolves?
Dope. That'd be dope. Okay. Werewolves are... Let's not bag werewolves.
Well, you know...
Fuck you!
No.
Werewolves are amazing!
Werewolf, okay.
Fuck you and your lion! No, I was going to bring this shit up, Regis.
That's not where I meant to go with it. What I meant was more, if... That's not a thing yet, I don't think.
I mean...
Lion people. Yeah. But enough people who believe words that come out of my mouth. I'm not opposed to invent lion people.
Lion people, done. I'm going to make a comic book or something or write a mythology story. Ugh.
Can we see if we become
lion people? I'm not committing that at all. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, so lizard people... They kidnap travelers, take over their human form, travel anywhere in the world that they want, and of course, they will surely achieve world domination.
Who's their last victim?
Anybody. Could have been you.
I wish...
I could be a lizard.
There's a
callback to episode number 2.
I've already stated that I've never been to the airport.
You've been to an airport, just not the Denver airport.
I've been to an airport.
Yeah, okay, you haven't been to the Dia. It just barely sounded no like Dia. You said you've never been to the airport.
I've never been to an airport, okay. But I love them. Like I said before, when it comes to airports...
So cool to see things fly. A lot of lights. I'm in it.
Right.
A lot of parking space. Yeah. So you've never been to the airport, but...
I've outed myself as I'm not a lizard person.
Okay.
That's all I meant.
Okay.
So I think...
Glad you're not a lizard person.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
I hope to be superior.
Hoping someday. Oh, please, God.
I wouldn't... Yeah, if they...
Please, lizard God.
If I go to Denver and they snatch me up and they ask me if I want to be a lizard person, they are the most dominant species. I mean,
let's do this.
So they are the... I mean, they're the most talented people...
Yeah.
They're superior to all. Yeah. And I believe they're immortal.
I could be a future Miley Cyrus.
They're immortal, right?
I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Are they the ones that can fly away to another planet? Like, well, they believe that some god's going to come.
That is, there are some people that believe that the lizard people kind of branch off from some lizard people, like they were here before us. Or some are aliens, like...
Oh, okay.
One of the higher forms of aliens are supposedly these lizard people.
Because the Ike guy, something Ike.
Ike? What?
His name's Ike, right? He was a reporter, too, Or a soccer player or something.
Soccer player.
He started out as a soccer player. He was a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Have something.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
And he believed that they were aliens.
Oh, okay.
That lizard people are aliens. Or he found out they were aliens. I don't really remember too much about what I had learned about him. David? I think his name's David.
Ike David?
David Icke.
David Icke.
I could be really wrong.
Let's just go for it. Okay. Everybody, Google David Icke. Take his speech for word. Let's go.
He's the true caller of the alien part of it.
Aliens being lizards.
Right.
Nice.
And I think they believe that. Then there's like another dude that's going to come and like take them up and they're immortal.
So like some people think there's just lizard aliens and some other think they're like there's lizards gods. And
they came like a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then
I know some Egyptian formed. Like mythology goes
that
to the
lizard people. I guess,
snake god or something like that.
A reptile
reptilian thing. I don't know.
People.
Well, but what's kind of fun about this whole thing, we've been going into all this stuff about the Dia, but it's always nice when you can see, especially a government thing, they just kind of admit, like, let's just go with it. It's funny. Just go for it. And kind of embrace fun theories. Kind of like with Area 51, like we said with Google. They've got the alien highway and all this thing. So it's like when you're around there, you're in this little UFO. Like there's all these little just the things shops, around the it. They're kind of just like, oh, it's just more fun and goofy.
It's an attraction now.
Yeah. And so they kind of owned up. And so earlier this year, they were doing construction on their Great Hall at the airport. And they had to like barricade off the area. And so they had these signs going across. And it's like theory number one, maybe it's the lizard people.
Yes.
Like, what are we hiding back here?
Capitalize.
We're just doing construction on our Great Hall. Or maybe we're making more room for the lizard people.
Way to go.
And another one was like, oh, we're just doing construction on our Great Hall to bring in more attractions. Or maybe we're feeding more guests to the blue horse. Like, they just go into all these different little...
Way to accept.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're just going for it.
Of course. If you... hide it, then there's suspicion.
Yeah, they're just having fun. They're like, you know what? We have all of our employees hear about these things. They've been happening ever since we opened. We just at least embrace them because it's funny.
Because most people think it's hilarious. Some of the things like... I mean, I don't want to say lizard people's ludicrous because...
Some people are full on into that, man.
So if
you never know.
They can poke fun at it, do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure... Like, I love it, so I'm sure there's a lot of other people that are like, hey, yeah, fuck you guys, this is awesome.
Like, for Christ's sake, they have a fucking apocalyptic mural.
Yeah.
Let's be it weird with it.
It's just, yeah, just own it. It's weird, but it's their history, it's what it happens.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. So, what do you think? We'll wrap back to theory number one.
Those are all fun. Those are all just good old... You guys put some hard thought into this.
Yeah, and so it's just, they're all definitely fun, crazy theories, but
okay,
this is kind of another thing where this at least is, like, the theories haven't been proven, but these are real things you can just go see and be like, what the fuck? This is weird.
Yep.
And that's what makes it kind of more interesting.
I think so. I understand the speculation. I could see how the story would get there because of the evidence or like the subtle hints of things that happened and then that were there. So why else would this happen if maybe they were hiding something? So here's the reason. Like, I mean, the fact that they buried the house or not the house, the warehouses.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, if they really did bury it, then lizard people really do have a good...
If they have this big, crazy baggage tunnel system that
doesn't
work,
if it's their home base,
just makes
tunnels, they need a lot of space. So they...
That rhymed. If it's their home base, then they need a lot of space. What?
Lizard people. What? Lizard people.
Bitches for life.
Yeah. Lizard people, bitches.
I don't know.
So, those add up. But to go... Theory number one was about Nazis.
So, yeah. So, let's
That it was made... For Nazis?
So theory number one, made for Nazis, made by Nazis, for Nazis.
No. I believe more that they went to discount tile shops because their budget was low.
But what about the runways, man?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, when you when you do that.
Yeah, when you like pull and draw it out, like you can see it, but like, so here, look at that one there.
There we go.
That it's still, you can still see the swastika there, but it doesn't look as much. But really, the only difference is that the branch off is off of the left one instead of the bottom.
It has a resemblance of sorts. I think looking at it without it drawing out, you still see it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for the sake of like argument of the safety of it, this is where
it makes sense.
You can bring people in from different directions and stuff. Yeah. The one thing I don't understand is why they would have people cross right here.
Yeah.
But, like, I can see that being a hazard, but...
I mean, if it's safer, why not make it shaped kind of like a swastika?
I would think that they put more thought into, like, the pilots in mind, not so much the design of what it looked like.
Yeah. So now what do you think? You've seen the pictures. We let everyone at home see the pictures. It's a swastika.
Yeah. It just ended up that way. Just how it worked.
That's fair. So, then theory number two, the New World Order. We talked about the time capsule.
And how the brothers marker. Were fighting.
Yeah, the brothers Sharpie. Who started New World Order Airport Commission.
Yeah.
You know, the hidden buildings.
Well... that's hard because I haven't decided if I believe in a new world order. Even though I'm highly suspicious of lizard people, I'm not sold completely.
You're that, hard?
Not
yet. Like, when I think about lizard people in the new world order, I'm concerned. I don't believe in them, but I do get an erection.
That came out really wrong. I didn't mean that.
You left it open, man. You paused after saying it's hard.
That's what I said. I even gave the opportunity for you to slide in there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's what
so, anyway. I'm not sold on the part that there is a new world order. So, I have a hard time believing that all of that was for a new world order. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I can't count it out because I'm split on that.
That's a good one. Yeah, so theory number two, New World Order. Thinking it's a no?
I'm putting it over in the corner.
So, okay. I won't scream at
I'm
that.
Leaving it as a theory.
It's a maybe. I think I'll be able to talk you into it more when we do a New World Order episode.
I need to know more.
And an SVU New World Order.
Special Victims Unit?
Yep, and then New World Order... CSI Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. There's lots of spinoffs.
There's going to be a lot of sunglasses and one-liners, I promise.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Theory number three, then. The apocalyptic murals. Do you think they're just these fun, peaceful things that the artist made? Or are they depictions of the never-ending, inevitable apocalypse?
The thing that what I've really understood about Dia is that it's a clusterfuck of everything. There was no rhyme or reason on any of it.
Just going for it.
It was like someone accidentally sneezed and the boogers.
They're like, oh, wow. Like,
oh, God.
That's art.
Huh. Can we make this into buildings?
Does this work?
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of in charge, guy. And then they ran with it.
Let's do it. Let's go.
That's how I imagine it went through. So for something random to be like that, there's a fucking 37-foot horse out where you come in when you go, oh, hey, I'm in Denver. What the fuck? So it would make more sense that the same kind of feeling, same kind of, we need these kind of artists.
It's just crazy going on, just new.
Let's add another what the fuck.
Yeah.
We already got 14 what the fucks.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's
just
10
pile
more?
On the what the fucks.
Right. So.
So we're pulling up the picture now. What do you think of the murals?
I mean, it looks nice. It looks good with, I mean, it looks like a peaceful dance that everyone's doing and everyone's happy. But see, then there's the part where there's like a forest on fire.
Yeah.
Like that looks rough. But see, when it gets to the army dude.
Yeah, the guy with the warmonger mask and. Killing the dove and forcing these children to march.
Like, that's intense.
But one thing I did like after hearing his description, you see this rainbow that's wrapping across? That's the kid's dream, I guess, is what he's talking about. That wraps behind him. And you see it full circle at the end when it's all happy and everybody's dancing. But see, here's you see like the kids dead in glass and
see that part's pretty rough.
Yeah, so that's just where everybody's celebrating. But, damn. But then yeah, then there's like a forest on fire here and people are, you know.
Putting it all together. Yeah, I mean, still, it's even though it's pretty fucking rough.
It's all weird.
It's just a, it's an expression of art.
That's fair. And then, of course, I don't even need to scream the goat for theory number four. Lizard people, of course.
Yep, they're involved at some point.
They're always involved in everything. The houses. All the time.
They need giant warehouses.
Yeah, sun hurts their eyes, man.
If you are a lizard person listening,
we would love to have you on the show.
Come find me.
Come on, lizard people.
I just want to...
Well, don't say come find me. That sounds suspicious. Just come hang out.
No, I'm...
Give you a beer or the opposed. Lizard equivalent to a beer.
I think I could talk comfortably with a lizard person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be... Like, whereas some people might be nervous or intimidated. Be like, this guy's fucking wackadoodle. It's cool. Yeah. I think I could sit down comfortably.
We're just like, yeah, we could be bros.
And have a good conversation. I would want to know everything. Do you
speak English? I speak only English and like a messy Spanish. So which one do you speak?
I'm
because I can do one of those.
I'm not one for asking many questions.
Yeah,
But
you're a good listener.
I'm a great listener. But for lizard people, I have more questions that I have about them than I have about myself.
I'm sure they'd get annoyed if. But I think it'd be
probably
fun.
I'd ask too many. They would want to walk out.
It's fucking people.
But I'd ask a lot of questions. I want to know a lot.
Yeah. Hopefully you wouldn't eat us or kill us or something.
I hope not. I believe they're nice people.
But if you're going up to the afterlife and you're in line with all the people going into heaven and they're all telling each other, oh, how'd you die? I was eaten by lizard people. I'll take it.
I think you get a free pass at that point.
They're like, oh, wow. Front of the line, this guy needs to go to heaven right now. Stat.
Yep. That's how I imagine it.
Yeah.
Lizard people, I'm telling you, man, lizard people are superior to everything.
I love your fire and your passion thing. I love it. All right, man. That's all I got.
Oh, that was
good stuff.
That was great.
So
I learned a lot.
That's right.
There's a lot to make fun of.
It's fun. That's a good fun one.
My water's all gone.
Perfect
by
timing.
By water, I mean the jungle juice.
Jungle juice.
Thanks again.
It's dope.
For that.
Feel good. Yeah. So yeah, thanks to Dallin and Wendy for the jungle juice.
Gracias.
Thanks to all of our goats, of course, for tuning in. Appreciate it. And also to Jacob Clemens, goat of the month.
That was a great recommendation.
Yeah, solid work. So yeah, don't forget to share our podcast. Like our posts and recommend ideas for episodes because you could win Goat of the Month. And we're soon going to be introducing stickers, hopefully within the next month.
Got a lot happening.
Or two.
This is.
We'll do our best.
Excited.
So, we can start giving those to the Goat of the Month as well.
Yeah, it only gets better the more people know what's going on. And if you are here for the first time and you don't like us, tell another asshole.
Say, about, if you want to have a terrible time.
You're an asshole, right? You would love these guys.
These guys are going to melt your brain.
But then if you did... If you did laugh, then you learned a lot. You learned a lot, laughed a lot.
And then they'll go, God, fucking fine. I'll listen to the show. Just leave us alone.
Right.
Exactly.
So either way.
Yeah.
Point is, we want to go to Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, once again, it'd be great if we could get some supporters for the show because we want to be able to come out to other cities and have live shows. We want to get more merchandise. We want to get better equipment. Get amongst the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we need supporters to do that. We can't do it all our own. And we need more beer, of course, because we finished all of the jungle juice.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's good.
Yeah.
I'm still offering handshake jobs.
Oh, handshake jobs for me. Just the signature handshake job, man. Handshake job, man. Think of Regis.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Nope.
That's ESPN.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck. We'll come back something to that close. Later.
Yeah, we'll find a tune.
Yeah. Of course, also thank you to our wives. They're the greatest, giving us all this time.
Thank you.
You got anything else to say, man?
No. Great. This was a fun one to learn.
Well, you know. What do you think the percentage of people who believe in these theories are?
Oh, percentage? These are some weirdo ones. I think that it's believing him is more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So in this one where it's not so much like a spooky, something like aliens or like causing mass craziness. So I would say like 70% of people believe in something like that.
Okay. But
just because it's fun.
Okay, so they believe in the 70% of people believe in the Diaz conspiracies just because they're fun.
It's one of them.
Oh, okay.
Of the theories out there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good guess. There's actually no surveys for that.
So oh, dang.
I don't have an actual answer. Wow, but
57% of people?
47%.
Wow. So,
yeah, that's just Americans. Yeah. And that's based off of absolutely nothing. I just wanted to hear
that's
your
an incredible
opinion.
Stat.
Oh, man. Well, so next time, guys, don't be a sheep.
Be a goat.